Tommy McNeil. While U.S. President Trump prepares to announce new sanctions on Iran, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is planning strategy with allies in the Middle East. Pompeo discussed this with reporters as he boarded a plane just outside of Washington, D.C.
Our first stop will be in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, two great allies in the challenge that Iran presents, and we'll be talking with them about how to make sure that we are all strategically aligned and how we can build out a global coalition, a coalition not only throughout the Gulf states, but in Asia and in Europe that understands this challenge as it is prepared to push back against the world's largest state sponsor of terror.
And President Trump said on NBC's Meet the Press that he is not looking for war with Iran, and he is willing to negotiate with its leaders without preconditions, but that under no circumstances can the Islamic Republic be allowed to mass a nuclear weapons arsenal. VOA's Michael Bowman has more on the rising tensions.
The Trump administration continues to put Iran on notice. President Trump has hinted that a military strike against Iranian targets still could go forward.
We have plenty of time.
While his national security advisor has warned Tehran against mistaking U.S. prudence for weakness.
No one has granted them a hunting license in the Middle East. As President Trump said on Friday, our military is rebuilt, new, and ready to go. By far the best in the world.
Amid the saber rattling, an expression of concern from a former U.S. military chief.
That is VOA's Michael Bowman reporting. Members of Sudan's protest movement say that they have accepted an Ethiopian roadmap for a civilian-led transitional government after a months-long standoff with the country's military rulers. This is VOA News. President Trump is pushing back by a couple of weeks the raids planned on Sunday by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, AP's Ben Thomas.
The operation was expected to begin Sunday and would have targeted people with final orders of removal, including families whose immigration cases had been fast-tracked by judges. But Saturday afternoon, President Trump tweeted from Camp David that he was delaying the sweep for 2 weeks at the request of Democrats. He says he hopes that will give lawmakers time to work out solutions to the border issues, which he identified as the asylum and loophole problems. In her own tweet, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says time is needed for comprehensive immigration reform, and the delay is welcome. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The ruling party candidate in the rerun of Istanbul's mayoral election has conceded defeat to opposition candidate Ekrem İmamoğlu. Sunday's vote was held because election authorities annulled the initial historic election victory in March on a technicality after President Recep Tayyip Erdogan disputed the defeat of his candidate. Electoral authorities rejected the ruling party's claims of voting fraud, but ordered a revote after a ruling number of election officials were ineligible. According to North Korean state media, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has received a personal letter from U.S. President Donald Trump, and he's contemplating its contents. The official Korean Central News Agency posted a picture of Kim holding a letter, apparently on White House letterhead. The report quoted Kim as praising its excellent content. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Sunday confirmed the letter was sent and said he is hopeful that this will provide a good foundation for the U.S. to begin and to continue important discussions with Koreans to denuclearize the peninsula. President Trump earlier this month said he received a beautiful, very personal, and very warm letter from the North Korean leader. Though nuclear talks between U.S. and North Korean officials are stalled, Kim and Trump have been exchanging letters and pictures for the past year, and both men say their relationship remains warm. Mauritania's ruling party candidate has won an absolute majority of votes in the country's presidential election. That's according to the Electoral Commission on Sunday. The UPR candidate and former defense minister won 51.1% of the vote, according to data published on the National Electoral Commission website. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's B-O-A.
latest hits right here on VOA1.